The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I want to mention elementary school here, but it's nothing to do with what happened a couple days ago, so don't worry about that. This is actually a funny story. I got a call yesterday from my wife around 4:30, and they had their last day of school the day before. So she works at an elementary school. She's a teacher's assistant. So, you know, elementary school, and at least in her school, there are two dude teachers, and the rest are all, you know, younger women and older women for that matter. And they were at a local bar, and they rented out one of the rooms. And she goes, they want you to come out, and everybody wants you to say hi to you, blah, blah, blah. And my daughter wanted to go out and get something to eat. I said, well, we'll swing by. Now, they're in a separate room, and we walk in there about 5, and they had booked that room since 2.
Uh-oh.
So.
Oh, no.
About 25 or at least 25, probably about 20. 20 drunk elementary school teachers, because, you know, that's a tough gig, and teaching's a tough gig. I guess when that's over for the year, they got to blow steam. Oh, yep. My God.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
steam
God.
Is the dog.
Oh, damn it. You are the steam.
No. Come on. We went back out and sat in the bar and got something to eat. I said, I ain't going back in. We ended up walking back in there for a little bit. They're nice people, and a lot of them listen to the show, but it was just crazy.
And drunk.
It's just, drunk. And then they started putting on NSYNC. And of course, that was a lot of those girls' wheelhouse, so they were dancing.
And I'm thinking,
oh, my God.
And you just pulled the ripcord and like, nope, done.
One of the girls, Ryder was with me, and as you know, he doesn't look 17, puss.
Screw that kid.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there, and this is my son. He's sitting on this chair, not really wanting to be there, and one of the teachers runs over and just starts lap dancing on him.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like the butt area, just the butt area.
And you were.
And my dad, he looks at me. No, I'm not sitting down at this point. And he looks up at me and he goes, what the F? I lean down and goes, you don't think you're 17, dude.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
Or maybe she does. Yeah.
She's thinking, plausible deniability here. Kid's got a beard.
What grade are you in?
But yeah, that was.
What's your major?
It's exactly what you think it was. exactly what you think it was, with a bunch of drunk elementary school teachers just blowing some steam off.
Yeah, there's some guys that wanted to be there, though.
They might be able to pick a couple off. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a bridesmaid situation.
That's a bad term.
Oh, that's right. That was a bridesmaid situation. Yeah. Yeah, it took
nevertheless.
All. Yeah, nevertheless.
Looking for the old and the sick and just at the edges of the herd. Is that what you're saying,
Greg? No, the young and the drunk. The young and the drunk.
Again, near the edges of the herd.
Did the party continue at home then?
I don't know. We left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They
should have brought everybody over.
No.
He's got a big backyard.
No. Got the fire pit. I don't have a fire pit anymore. Oh. I sold that house.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, you got to get yourself a fire pit.
I don't want to. Yeah, the other one was
hot tub. Hey, ladies, got the hot tub fired up.
I wanted to go home and lay on the couch and watch the Celtics because I'm not.
Hey, got the Celtics going.
And they won. They won, yeah. Nah.
And it was actually a good game for a short period of time.
They pulled away at the end there, which was great. We're talking to Caveman Rob Oliva. He's one of the Kings of Pain. That's that show about guys going out and getting bit by snakes and bugs and animals and
stung.
And they're in pain. Yeah, stung. Yeah, stung and bit. And that's
bitten
be
in
later.
Half by a great white. That's the season finale, is he gets bitten in half by a great
white
shark.
They reenact Jaws. They just take a boat, and he lays there and waits for someone to jump up there.
A boat that's not big enough.
Isn't there a scorpion around or something?
It's
shark day.
No.
I'm sure there's a scorpion involved.
Scorpions for amateurs.
Well, they probably started out with stuff like that and went on and just kept, because they got to keep doing this. And Pussy mentioned that you've seen this, right?
We've talked about guys like this. I don't know if it was this guy particularly.
What show's it on? What channel's it on?
History Channel. Yeah. Kings of Pain.
All right.
But I think they're way beyond just your average run-of-the-mill scorpion.
Yeah, he's got...
Oh, they've graduated
he's got
from that.
Yeah, the cover has a snake wrapped around his wrist and spiders all over his hand and bugs, yeah. Oh my God! No way.
But again, they said
there's
they
a skeeter
rate
on my Peter flicking off.
They
the
rate
way.
All of these things on the amount of pain.
That's the first episode of the season.
How like long it lasts and the amount of damage. That's the thing that gets me. Like, oh, this thing, killed all the flesh on my arm in the size of a 50-cent piece. Right. Oh, that was fun.
And I would think then something like that could scar then, you know?
Yeah. You know? I think it'd be some lasting effects. I
mean, or you could have some permanent side effects.
Well, I'll ask him all these questions and we'll ask the guy.
Well, I wonder, too, if it takes them longer to film this because they need more time in between each episode to recover.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, man.
Let the swelling go down.
Well, we'll talk.
Yeah, if damage is one of the things you're looking for, it's not.
Right.
Hi, guys. You know, I could just say, he was bit yesterday in his face.
Puffy face.
I just got a text from a buddy of mine who says there was a time in my life I would have paid to be in the room with all those drunk teachers.
Oh, sure.
In a heartbeat.
I think that time was like a month ago, but you know.
In a heartbeat, exactly. All right. Yeah, what else is going on, Mr. Evans?
Well, you mentioned the Celtics got the win. Yeah. The Blues also got the win. They avoided elimination.
3-2 now.
Hockey.
Yeah, they could be playing. You could say any. I could be here all day and not know who the Blues are playing right now.
Ducks still
exactly.
a team?
Colorado, for the record, so you don't have to stay all day.
Okay.
That was quick.
I wouldn't have said that one.
And Ellen is going to be wrapping up her talk show today. That's over.
Oh.
All right. Who's taking that slot? I know it's syndicated, but they always try to bring somebody in.
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Clarkson, I think, they're going to move her to a lot of that slot.
I don't know.
She's on like an hour before anyway.
I was just guessing.
I think she's on like an hour before her anyway in most markets.
Does she have a slate of very special guests for the last episode?
Well, Jennifer Aniston because she was her first guest, and Pink, and Billie Eilish.
Yeah. I think then Clarkson on her new time slot is going to poop in a
Yeah, you're right,
can,
Nick.
Man.
Yeah. That is what they're saying. Kelly Clarkson take over most of Ellen DeGeneres' time slots.
Yeah.
Same company?
Trash can squirts.
Probably. Yeah.
Trash can squirts.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great band name.
They switch companies like
no,
that.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
Apparently, there was speculation that James Corden may be stepping in to do daytime.
But he's quitting the nighttime show. You know, and he takes that early. Yeah, I don't know.
He can do karaoke in the afternoon.
Oh, he'd be great at daytime.
Yeah, he could do happy afternoon talk.
Yeah, he'd be great at daytime, sure. Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of him and Tom Cruise this week?
No, what'd they do?
Promoting Top Gun.
Okay, yeah, I figured
it out. And it was like a 15-minute, I actually watched the whole clip. It was a 15-minute clip of Tom Cruise kidnapping James Corden, taking him out to the desert, and just the two of them, we're going to go up in some fighter jets.
Whoa.
Tom was flying.
Yeah.
The first one was like a 1940s, you know, propeller fighter jet. The second one was an actual jet engine, two-seat.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise is in charge.
He knows how to fly, but...
Yeah.
Man.
You better.
I heard reviews are great for the movie, by the way. Yeah. A lot of people say it's great.
They're saying this could be Tom Cruise's biggest opening weekend ever.
I mean, they say the reviews are great. Right. Say it's exciting, fun, good story. You know?
Nostalgic. The whole
He's had some lead-up.
Yeah. It had a little bit of lead-up, right? Well, 36 years, first of all. But the last couple years, exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good reason not to go to the theater this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think the first weekend, maybe not. One guy said a big screen's good enough, not necessarily IMAX. I mean, if you want to go see IMAX, he said big screen's perfect, you know.
See, that's. I think I may go this weekend just because we got the extra day, and there's going to be 1,000 showings. Every theater is going to be packed. You know?
And we've had, at least in our area, it's been raining for 3 or 4 days, so it's going to be sunny this weekend. People are going to be out and about.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I want to go see it this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think I have time this weekend, but I'd definitely like to see it soon. Just like Jackass, forever, you got to see it the big screen.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopefully there's a little less dong in this one.
I see the nut sacks real big.
They were like 2 stories high, those balls and penis. Nick saw it. Yeah. Hang on. Here's what I said. This is a clip from yesterday. This is what I said when I started watching Jackass Forever. I need a D. I need a D. That was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday.
That was me asking
that
for
was
a
every
grade.
Day. Yeah.
You meant it.
Yeah.
We finally got it on.
And I was
tape.
Staring at. I was telling the story to Nick's dad too. I was staring at him when I said that. I didn't even think what I. I didn't realize what I was saying.
Looked him in the eye.
Yeah, that's why he was smiling.
You didn't have to ask twice.
Yeah, the first D was about a grade.
Yes, it was. I need a D. I need a D. You guys were all quiet, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. You got to back off.
Yeah. Somebody drops a D card.
Well, I hate to bring up more tender subjects, but...
What, drinking?
Yesterday, mm-hmm. he contacted me, my buddy I'm fishing with out in western Nebraska.
Okay.
And we will have peanut butter sandwiches aboard the boat.
What kind?
It will be Peter Pan.
Oh, he
peanut
likes
butter.
He likes Peter Pan.
I don't know if he likes Peter Pan, but, you know, I don't really have an opinion.
You know, it's funny.
Is it wrong that I don't really have an opinion?
I'm with you, too.
It's pizza. Peanut butter is good or great.
Yeah, but I don't even know the difference, really.
No, I don't either.
I'd have to sit down, Jif, Skippy, and Peter Pan side by side and taste them all. I probably taste a little different, I'm sure. But I, whatever's in the pantry is whatever.
Right. You know, I eat them so infrequently that I really haven't developed a palate for the peanut butter.
Yeah, see, the infrequency is probably what's in
liquor.
There.
Hardcore Jiffies, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not pizza. There's Jif and there's crap.
I had some recently where
I don't think you'd pass a taste test with your eyes closed. I really don't.
Slathered some on an apple or a banana. Yeah. And I think we have Skippy.
You know about peanut butter?
Okay. Yeah. It's Skippy in the house. So.
Yeah, I have Skippy.
And that seemed fine.
Yeah.
That seemed to satisfy my peanut butter palate.
What is the market share? I know Coke still beats Pepsi. It's a Jif, then Skippy, then Peter Pan.
Should be.
There's going to be a USA market share.
I think it's
ungodly Jif first.
Yeah. So the market share is
far and away number
huge.
Yeah, so the market's
mistaken.
Correct. But there's not Jif on the shelf now because my wife went to the big, bulk store.
Skippy peanut butter, she and they're in now.
And I threw that other half of the one away.
Yep.
So now we're out.
Yeah.
And so's the store.
And you will not venture to any other peanut butter.
We have some crunchy Jif that I've been using, but that does not spread on the toast like the other one.
It doesn't.
Not at all.
No, because it's crunchy. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah,
is there a market share?
Yeah, it's Jif. You got to add up because there's Jif Natural, Jif To Go.
Yeah.
All said and done, Jif has like 45%
market share. Okay.
Yeah.
What's second?
Private label, so that's like probably store brand.
Oh, I got it.
Store brand like 18%.
Right. Sure, fine.
And Skippy,
right.
Hilarious. Skippy is like 10.
It was 10 years ago. The joke was hilarious. Yeah.
That still works.
I'm so glad I'm done with that.
I always liked it.
You never did it every time. I saw you. I saw at the bar. You didn't do it that. You didn't do it there. Yeah, yeah.
I did.
Oh, you did do it when I was there. Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
I would have.
Yeah.
If not, I totally forgot the end of the set.
Maybe you did it. I think you did do it there. Yeah.
Yeah, Skippy and Peter Pan both are right around 10%. So it's, I mean, it's Jif, and then there's a wide margin.
Well, you guys go with the crowd.
I like that Skippy only gets 10%.
He just hates Skippy.
Well, they make it seem like it's a legit alternative to Jif.
He's right.
And it's not 10%. That's about what it deserves.
There's Jif.
And there is some justice somewhere. It's in the peanut butter sales.
Students across the nation being asked to or being called on to take action today after the Texas school massacre. Activist group trying to organize a walkout about noon Eastern time. The goal is to pressure lawmakers to actually respond to what happened.
Yeah, a little bit.
The group wants stricter gun laws, saying students deserve to learn and live without fear.
Well, then people are going to have to start voting different.
Yeah.
If they really want to change.
Exactly. And you can't say, you know, we've talked about this before, that like my wife knew a few people that were Republican women that are for, are pro-choice. And she got to a couple things with them on the Facebook. She knows these people personally. Well, I'm not for that. Well, if you're voting that, You're going to take away your.
That's what you're going to get.
Take away your rights, your body. That's it. Same way with this. I'm not for because I do hear Republicans saying, "Yeah, we need this. Is crazy." Well,
guess what? Yeah,
what your party stands for is perfectly on display now.
Murdering kids.
The priorities have been set.
Yeah, they've already said we're not doing dick. And now, he said, "Murdering kids is the Republican Party."
Oh, but they'll
right now.
Go to the ends of the earth to take care of abortion.
They had to do DNA from the parents because these kids were unrecognizable. I know that's horrible to think of the first thing in the morning, but so what? Republicans are the party of death for kids.
The NRA says they will reflect and pray.
No, they won't. Yeah, who cares?
They're big on that.
Yeah.
It took a day
on my Facebook for just some idiots. Most people, just idiots. My gun, my body, my gun. You know what part of Second Amendment don't you understand? I got one dude. I just got rid of these guys.
My boss gave me a review yesterday. This is from Mike on the email. Said I did great. I said all I wanted was a D.
I need a D. I needed a D.
Say it again like you mean it.
Yeah, you're right, Todd. What you said.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Caesar Sportsbook has posted lines on every NFL game for the upcoming season.
Oh, my God.
Already.
Well, that's
every game.
You can get a boat. I guess you can get a. Yeah, that way you go 7 or 8 games into something. Thinking somebody's going to be better than what they are, get a good line. Why not?
Well,
you lock it in early. If you lock it in early, you get the points.
Yeah, you got to lock it in early.
Yeah, but the NFL's only 3 or 6 most time anyway.
What a chore. Some dude's doing week 16 Jacksonville and Tennessee.
Tampa Bay is the only team currently favored in every game.
Texans
are the only team that's an underdog in every game.
But watch the Bud Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Oh, I finally watched the Deshaun Watson thing.
Pretty brutal, huh?
HBO's Real Sports.
Yeah.
The final story, and I know I've seen it on your screen a lot, Craig, and we really haven't discussed the Savannah Bananas.
I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
That's the last story. Okay. Mary Carrillo does an expose. Well,
an expose.
On the Savannah Bananas. It's a production.
Yeah.
It's 120 minutes. There's a time limit on their baseball game.
Oh, good. Because if you're going to mess around, the game's going to get longer, so I get it.
Right, and there's lots of dancing. You know, it's TikTok-friendly baseball.
Explain to me, what is it then?
I'm fine with that.
Is it the whole league do it?
No, they're just the Barnstormers.
Oh, they're Barnstormers.
And they have another team.
The Washington Generals
travel
with them.
They're the Globetrotters and the Party Animals are the Washington Generals.
That'd be fun.
And they Barnstorm around the country.
Harlem Globetrotters. I got it.
Yeah.
I think I would have root for the Party Animals, but it doesn't sound like it's going to go well for them.
No, don't bet on the Party Animals.
No.
They're the Washington Generals?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the analogy that I came up with.
The Generals won two games, by the way, against
I thought they just won one.
Was it one? Okay. All right. I'm not betting on that.
The crowd was all pissed.
Nor am I. Yeah, right.
Did they just go rogue one night or what?
I don't know what happened, but they won one game. They probably did that just to say they won one game.
This is a rule that I like that the baseball should institute. If somebody catches a foul ball in the stands, with their glove, doesn't touch the ground, that's an out.
I like it.
That's an out for the opposing team.
That's the way to get more Bartmans, though, get their ass beat. I mean, think about that. Somebody with a glove on the home side misses a ball, and then the guy hits home run to win it. Then you're going to get your ass kicked on the way out because you didn't catch the ball for your home team.
Yeah, but then you're assuming people care that much.
Maybe you should have practiced. Well, somebody could catch, if that's a rule, they could catch the last out of the World Series.
It doesn't seem like anybody really cares who wins the Savannah Bananas
game. No, I didn't know it was a Barnstormer thing.
That outcome is predetermined, evidently. Right. They're just there for the show. And it's a total production.
Three times the Washington Generals won.
Oh.
Three times.
Right. Wow.
1954, 1958, 1971, 71, the most storied of the three, and sometimes reported as their only win. Not true.
They showed one.
The 50s, they were playing some. They were, even though they were a fun team, there was the basketball was a little more real. I remember that, reading that.
A little, yeah.
It was, just made for TikTok. Shot from the umpire's point of view, and you saw the pitcher, the shortstop, the second baseman, and the center fielder all go into a choreographed dance.
Oh, I saw that.
And he spins
TikTok.
Around and pitches, and the purists are, that's a balk! Yeah, it's a balk. Shut up and have fun.
It's a storm. Yeah. It's the Harlem Globetriers.
It's a balk.
Yeah, it's like, saying that.
They don't care.
It's like saying that Meadowlark Lemon walked. He traveled.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did.
Dude, it's the Globetrotters.
All right. Yeah, we let that slide. Yeah. So between rising home prices and soaring inflation, many adults are moving back in with their parents. Yeah. A study by financial services company Thrivent, 40% of parents reported that they have an adult child living with them. 25% said an adult child lived with them temporarily but has since moved out. Of the parents surveyed, most said the reason their kid moved back home was because they couldn't afford rent or increased home prices outside the home. The study also found this is having a negative impact on some parents' financial goals. 35% said their kid returning home affected their ability to save for long-term goals.
You know, it's funny. I was reading an article. It wasn't about the people moving back in because of no money, but it was one of those things that says what the United States does, what their culture does that the rest of the world thinks weird, and besides killing kids in elementary school. One of them is... we get this mentality that when the kids are 18, just get out.
They got to ship out.
Right. And in other countries, people stay in the houses even after schooling until they get on their feet and figure things out. And it's not like, my son's at home still. He's 22. It's like, that's just the way other countries treat it, more like a family situation.
Well, they bring in older relatives, instead of relegating them to homes.
I think that's a better culture. I really do. I mean, I know somebody... Not that was actually said. They turned 18, and her dad said, "You're gone." She had to find an apartment with a friend, like within 3 months. And they didn't. And her dad wasn't like didn't hate her. They just that was nope, you're out. I'm like, what the hell?
It's been fun.
God,
bye.
I would have been out on my ass on a couple couches if that would happen to me.
But think I got woken up from a nap and asked to leave the house.
From your
or
wife?
Told to leave the house.
Your wife?
No, from my mom's husband.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's your stepdad, really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 19, 20. But I was doing what they were like, if you go to Metro or whatever, you can stay here. Right. That's what I was doing.
Right, yeah.
I guess I just shouldn't have taken a nap then. Really pissed him off.
Yeah. Did you leave?
Well, I went and looked for the right then. I guess I'll get out of here right now.
Well, he's an ass. He was an ass, right? Sounds like he was an
Probably
ass.
Still is, huh?
Yeah. I imagine. Yeah.
did your mom try to back you, or was he just a guy in charge, one of those situations?
Yeah, he was,
That sucks.
Shit, it had to be, it was his way.
Well, I couldn't wait to get out, but different situation.
Yeah.
They also.
Well, it was North Dakota,
they
too.
They helped me.
Yeah. Oh, they totally helped you, Todd, right?
Well, first I went to, attempted college.
Right.
Did you?
Yeah. I really tried for
half-hearted attempt.
About a year I tried.
Yeah, I can't imagine just telling your kids they don't have a place in your home.
I know.
I would hope
if he's a crackhead and you gave him a chance, that's two different things. But
yeah.
Yeah.
or if they're stealing or stockpiling weapons or something. It's,
See, I didn't have a
selling
choice.
Selling meth out of their childhood bedroom.
You couldn't live. You don't want
to
live there.
I couldn't stay with my parents and go to college an hour and a half away.
I know that. But if you wouldn't have found another, if you would have found the job right away and doing this in a radio situation and you had to move back, they would have said, okay.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't want to live in Villisca. I get that.
That would have been.
I totally get that.
Yeah, I mean. That would have been giving up on everything I was working for because I knew there was no opportunity there.
Oh yeah, that's
for this.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, think about all those asshole apartments you lived in that you never would have experienced.
Yeah, I have.
I mean,
I had them, right? Yeah, I had.
Just imagining all the goats had tears coming down their faces. Puss is driving away with all his stuff packed in the back of his car.
Tears of a goat. I love that song. All right, I'm back.
And Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find. Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.